Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 24:14-15. Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 14 to 15. Do not take advantage of a hired worker who is poor and needy, whether that worker is a fellow Israelite or a foreigner residing in one of your towns. Pay them their wages each day before sunset, because they are poor and are counting on it. Otherwise, they may cry to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. My theme for reflection is payday faith and everyday honesty. Payday faith and everyday honesty. It sounds simple, but Deuteronomy 24:14-15 reminds us that some of the deepest spirituality is lived out not in temples, but in timesheets, marketplaces, and ordinary human dealings. Moses speaks into a very real problem. Differences of wealth and power easily become opportunities for injustice. The poor, migrants, and lay laborers had little voice in court, so God steps in as their advocate. You shall not withhold the wages of poor and needy laborers. You shall pay them their wages each day. God knows that delayed pay means delayed food, medicine, and dignity. Justice here is not abstract. It is urgent, practical, and compassionate. This concern echoes across Scripture. Leviticus 19:13 sharpens the point. The wages of a hired worker shall not remain with you all night until the morning. God ties worship directly to fairness. You cannot sing praise on Sunday and exploit people on Monday. As the African theologian John Beatty famously said, "I am because we are, and since we are, therefore I am." Our faith is always rational. How we treat others reveals how seriously we take God. Yet there is a practical nemesis that quietly catches many of us: the temptation to take advantage when we can. Sometimes it looks big: underpaying workers, selling defective goods, taking bribes. Sometimes it looks small: using false measures, abusing return policies, doing personal business on paid time, or justifying half-truths because everyone does it. Deuteronomy names these things clearly: moving boundary markers, misleading the vulnerable, depriving widows and foreigners of justice. In modern terms, this is every form of fraud, shortcut, or exploitation. Such practices may seem clever or harmless, but Scripture calls them what they are: violations of our calling to be a people holy to the Lord. The good news is that God does not merely expose injustice. God invites transformation. These laws teach us that faith is lived in fairness, that love shows up in payslips and receipts, and that holiness looks like honesty. When we choose integrity, we participate in God's healing of broken systems, one decision at one time. So what does this mean for us today? It means employers should see wages as sacred, not negotiable. It means customers and workers alike should act with truth. It means every transaction is a chance to honor God or to deny him. Justice begins with the small choices we make when no one is watching. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to benefit myself at someone else's expense, even in small ways? Number two, how might God be calling me to practice greater fairness in my daily work and relationships? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one concrete act of integrity. Pay someone promptly. Correct an overcharge. Return something honestly. Or advocate for a person with less power. God of justice and mercy, you see the worker who waits, the customer who trusts, and the vulnerable who hope. Search our hearts and straighten our ways. Teach us to live honestly, to act fairly, and to love courageously. May our faith be visible in our daily dealings, and may our lives reflect your goodness. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.